The Burt Show.
You know, we had this segment yesterday later in the show called Am I Normal? Where you do sort of quirky things and you're not sure if other people do them or not. We took like 15 calls from people that were doing the most bizarre things. We took one call from a woman that says when she's doing laundry, if she's in another part of the house and she's too lazy to walk to the other part of the house, the other end of the house to go to the bathroom, she will just put the towels in a pile and pee on top of them and then bring them to the washing machine and wash them.
She's in the laundry room.
In the laundry room, she pees on the towels.
Really?
And then she said, well, I make it really, really hot and make sure I clean them up really good.
Now, I have a
question.
Not enough cleanness.
At the risk of stooping to her level, I did have a thought yesterday.
Stooping.
Okay. Why doesn't she just pee in the washing machine?
Well, that's a lot of effort. I mean, you're going to have to get up
yourself,
on the washing machine.
You've got to hike yourself up. See, the towels are nice and soft on her tush.
And that would be gross. Peeing in the washing machine would be absolutely gross. She don't want to cross that line.
And as I was putting something in the dryer yesterday, I did look down and see our cat's litter box. And I thought, what if she just put a litter box in our laundry room?
There you go. Scratch away at it.
Clumped.
Gross.
A big old giant human-sized clump.
That is disgusting.
Like an ostrich egg.
Yeah, it's 36 pounds of urine-soaked clay.
What are we talking about?
What's happening?
So, getting back on point. We've got two worlds colliding here because Reshma has one that she's doing with her sister now that is really pretty morbid, very morbid.
I mean, I didn't really think it was morbid until like a couple days ago. My sister and I, a couple months ago, it's probably been a year now, we've been doing this. Obviously, once your parents pass, and neither of my parents have passed, and we don't have any intention or anything like that. It's just one of those things that you kind of know in the back of your mind.
Let me ask you this question. It's going to be dangerous for a guy that's 43. How old are your parents?
It's not dangerous. 50 and 51.
Okay, and they're in good health.
Oh, yeah.
Good standing.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah,
I had this conversation. When Hayden was in yesterday for iCarly, I had the same conversation with him. It's like, look, my dad's not old or anything. I'm not waiting for him to pass, but pff, he's in his 40s.
He's lipping around. He's got some big things sticking out of his neck.
He's not looking good.
Yeah, no, they're in perfect health. Nothing's wrong with them. And my sister and I just kind of got in this habit of we started thinking about when our parents pass, you obviously, you know, want to preserve their memory, et cetera. Besides just memories, they also have their possessions. So one day we're just sitting there and my mom's going through all of her old jewelry. And my mom has a beautiful jewelry collection. And she's obviously got daughters, so she wants us to split everything equally like a mother. But my sister and I are so competitive that we started sitting there and I was like, oh my God, this is so pretty. I was like, oh my God. And I turned to my little sister and I go, I call it. And she was like, what? And it became this giant thing we do all the time now. So we go through.
In front of your parents?
In front of my parents.
Like if they're in the car driving you somewhere and you realize you like that car, you call it?
Yeah. We go through, we'll be going through jewelry and go to the bank and like pull something out. And we'll both like get really close to my mom. And the first one to call it gets it.
So you're calling possessions from your
parents.
Your parents that will be deceased in the future, right in front of them while they're alive.
Probably
while
in
they're
like alive. 30 or 40 years from now.
Yes. And it's not like us being mean and being like, you know, anticipating their like, you know,
demise
or anything.
It makes it easy when it happens.
It's not even that. It's just one of those things that my sister and I are two different people. And we just, you know, there's certain things we want. Like my dad is a big reader. He's got an awesome book collection. And I'm the same way. My sister hasn't read a book since the second grade. I mean, end of story. So one day we're talking about it and we're going through the library. And I was like, I turned to her and I was like, I call dad's books. And it just made sense. We don't argue about it. It just makes sense.
And he's alive
and
he's
alive.
Fine.
And he's collecting books and picking
call
them up.
Dad's books.
So, I mean, it's
your
not
sister's
a
the smarter one in that because she's like, you have the books. Kindle, iPad, thank you.
Exactly.
I call them too.
Melissa?
Well, you're not completely crazy, because unlike you and your sister, my sister and I go behind each other's backs to our parents at the time.
Oh, while they were alive.
Yeah. Well, mom is still alive and there's a painting of hers that, because my mother is an artist and she was an art teacher her whole life. And so there's the first painting as a kid I ever remember her painting. I made a comment about it one time and then I said, you know, I'd really love to have that the rest of my life, hint hint. So she actually put a little note on the back of the canvas that said this will go to Melissa.
Seriously.
Because my sister would totally take it, only knowing that I wanted it.
Do you document? Do you write these things down? Because in 30 years, you're never going to remember who called.
You've got to write it down.
You'll remember.
But see, the thing with us is there's nothing so far that we've really clashed on besides the jewelry. But even then, that's the only thing my mom has commented on. She said, jewelry-wise, everything goes evenly. Like, it's not like one necklace equals another. It's got to be like value wise. Like one can't be like, you know, a $500 one and the other one get like a $10 necklace. It's not one and one. It's value wise.
Boy, you have it all worked out.
Yeah,
don't you?
We really like figured this out. And I don't think it was weird. I just thought it was us being like, you know, proactive.
It's not weird because there's a whole bunch of people calling saying they do it also.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Competitive sisters.
Yes.
It's more about the fight with your sister.
And we
than
never
it's
fight
about
it though.
Stuff.
It's not like I call it and then we sit there and like fight for 45
minutes.
See,
that's minutes. Good. That's
good. Can I call Steph your parents?
Sneak around
your
bag.
Everything's called. Every little thing is called.
Here's Nicole. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. My sister and I do the same thing, and my mom actually has written down in her will which piece of jewelry each one of us gets.
So it makes it easy on the parents.
So how does that work, though? If one of you goes to your mom, then she writes it down, or do you have to have counsel where you guys both argue that you want the possession?
Like, over the years, each one of us has said, oh, I like that one. So at least she's told us that it's written down in the will.
Like, for my birthday, my 40th birthday was this year. So I said, you know, Mom, I would love to have some kind of heirloom. I'd love to have one of your, talking about jewelry. And, I mean, that was just a way for me to get it and have it. And that way, my sister didn't get it.
But that's awesome that you can admit that.
Small difference. How old is your mom?
She's 81.
Reshma?
But the painting, I think I did in high school. The painting claim.
You had your eyes on that thing
20
for
years ago, yes.
You know what? Next time everybody goes to visit their parents, just take something out of their house. Or bring some masking tape and write your name on it and just put it on the back of it.
The only thing that's really weird that we've done, which this one I'll admit is kind of morbid, is my little sister called the house, so I called all the furniture.
All the furniture?
All the furniture?
You can't do that.
You can have the house, but I have everything in it.
That's like calling.
Because she didn't call the furniture. She called the house. So I immediately called the furniture.
That's
and
fair.
I went,
You got to do the furniture piece by piece.
No,
I get all the furniture. Sticky note underneath it.
I get all the furniture.
That's like calling dibs on every guy in the bar. You can't do that.
Well, no, it's done
already.
She's got the house. So that's fair.
I got
split it evenly.
It's a big house.
Morbid. The Burt Show.